This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I've never seen the level of scheming that goes on with the left. I mean, as bad as they are, I've known them to be bad for decades. The Democrats, the leftists, the progressives, whatever they call themselves, they are evil people. I've known this for decades, but I've never seen it get to the level that it is today, and that's being exposed. And I've kind of called this show The Convergence. This show is for guys like Art and Carl and other naysayers who go, when is justice going to come? Do you think that the Mike Flynn thing is going to go away? I'm just curious. We're going to get to that this hour for sure. Happy Freedom Day, folks. The left schemes more than ever to keep you on lockdown. The states that are continuing lockdown on Happy Freedom Day should be investigated. There's no reason to be locking this country down. It's unconstitutional. And I tell you what we're doing. We are going to issue, we're already gathering a petition. We want to do a federal lawsuit that says this can never happen again. The ability to torch an economy, to interrupt your ability to make a living because of somebody's want to get rid of a president that most of the country certainly feels like has done a great job. Many Democrats have switched over in order to support President Trump because they know this man has done an amazing job. And I'm going to tell you, the left, I understand their reason for wanting to disrupt. They don't have an amazing candidate. Here's what I'll tell you. If the left had great policy and they had a candidate who could articulate that message and we were buying it, you wouldn't have a Chinese Wuhan crisis. They would be happy. We want to show you how many people come to the poll. You know why they don't want to have polls, why they want electronic voting and all that? I mean, yeah, they want to cheat. But they don't want you to see the fervor behind President Trump. They shut down his rallies. Think about that. Then, when he was doing press conferences, they go, he shouldn't be doing press conferences. Because everywhere the man goes, he gets a crowd. Joe Biden could leave his lockdown bunker right now. He could go down the street without any bodyguards and nobody would care. He doesn't need Secret Service. Nobody cares about Joe Biden. I mean, maybe Al-Qaeda or somebody like that, but the average American would see Joe Biden and just go, isn't that Joe Biden? Yeah, they keep walking. But let them see Trump. And don't, oh, Kevin, they want to kill him. No, that's all talk. That's hype. The people that would see President Trump would see billionaire, mogul, reality TV star turned President Trump, and they would go up to get an autograph, to get pictures, selfies, you name it. That's how it works. The economy, folks, is making a comeback. I predicted the Dow will be near its record levels by election time, and I stand by that prediction. Just like I stand by the prediction that Joe Biden may not be the candidate. There are people still lining up. There's lots of orchestration going on behind the scenes. The problem is the Democrats have way too much because of the convergence. The convergence being Joe Biden's under fire. The FBI's under fire. The Democratic Party's under fire because Mike Flynn's, the revelations that came out of the FBI investigation of Flynn is the tip of the iceberg and everybody knows it. Democrats are scared to death. Any idea, by the way, how high you think the Dow would have gone had we not had this disruption? Any idea what would be happening with unemployment, with the economy? Any idea if we hadn't had this disruption? If we say, look, we're not going to overreact to this. We're going to treat this like a regular flu. We're going to unite behind the president and the country. We're going to make sure we isolate ourselves from this. But instead, the left decided to separate us. So now we got all kinds of rules, right? In California, you can't go to the beaches, but you can sleep on the sidewalk. You can pee and defecate in the middle of the street and nobody says a word. But don't you dare walk on a beach. I want you to understand just how crazy things have gotten. Think of all that has to change if these rules continue, right? No movie theaters, at least no full movie theaters. Everybody has to be spaced out, you know, within a 6 feet deal. I mean, how many movie theaters can operate where in a room where you can have 250 people, you can now only have 20? You think they can survive? Not that I give a crap about Hollywood, but I'm just saying. How many concerts can you have if you've got to maintain separation? If the fear is, we're all going to die, man. What about nightclubs? Just want to get together, listen to a little live music, you know, some jazz, whatever. Guys that have invested money, liquor licenses, what have you. Nightclubs, restaurants, bars. What about theme parks? How long is a line going to be at a theme park if everybody's got to maintain 6 feet? No sporting events. Not even for your kids. Go to a sporting event for your kids. You can't all sit together in the bleachers and watch your kid play baseball or soccer or softball or volleyball or whatever. No school ever, right? You can never go back to school under these rules because how many kids could you have in a classroom? No more than 10. Maybe not even that many. You got to maintain separation. So who's going to teach these kids? What would it cost us to have 6 kids in a classroom? Oh, and just so you're clear, you're not going to get away with anything because drones are going to be watching you. Facial recognition that you will have signed up for unwittingly, and it's going to know your every move. And like with red light cameras, violators will be prosecuted. You're going to get a ticket in the mail. Imagine getting a drone ticket. Not ticket, but tickets. Because you violated social distancing in 16 different places that day. Then you get called into the National Institute of Health to get tested. Because they want to make sure that you're not a carrier. Life as we know it has changed. And we have to ask ourselves, what are we willing to accept? And just think about all the data that gets gathered as you go about doing your normal routine, not a care in the world. And as I said, look, I'm all for protecting the public and making sure things go right, but I just don't trust the people that control the data. I mean, the government's going to know every detail about you, and then they team with people like Facebook to know even more. It's a scary Orwellian world that we live in. Well, we got more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You guys missing all the things that you used to do? You missing sporting events? When I was growing up, I loved sports. I loved going. I remember the first professional game I got to go to. I met Roger Staubach. They flew us up. Clint Murchison flew people up from my school in his private jet. And we got to hang out with Roger Staubach. What a treat. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I haven't missed sporting events at all. If you had said to me prior to Chinese Wuhan, Kevin, I got tickets to see whatever, I wouldn't have, unless it's a really big game like the Super Bowl. I have a buddy, he's a bookie. And if he said to me, Kev, I got tickets for you for the Super Bowl, just to see the spectacular of it all, I might go. Because the dude knows how to throw a party, right? But to see the game, I didn't care. I watched, we watched the Super Bowl this year because my aunt, whose late husband, Uncle Larry, was a big-time San Francisco fan. So we watched it. But I didn't cheer for San Francisco because, you know, that's the Kaepernick. Speaking of which, we haven't heard that clown's name in a long time. Hallelujah. Sorry to bring it up, but, I mean, good news. It's kind of like Stormy Daniels. Haven't heard that name in ages. Gloria Allred. All the bimbo eruptions that happened under Trump, right? That were scurrilous lies. But we're hearing Tara Reid. Yep, anyway, sporting events. I don't miss them. I do miss seeing Tiger Woods go for records in golf. That I'm upset about. Because he's got a limited shelf life now. He's getting older. I want to see him break Sam Snead's record. I'd like to see him break Jack Nicklaus's record. But if he doesn't, dude is still the best golfer ever. But I don't miss sport. Other than that, I stopped watching UFC because it became sort of the same old, way overplayed, too many things. And by the way, I like Dana White. Dana White's a big-time conservative. You know, he understands it's a meritocracy to some degree, even though he is structuring these UFC fights to where it's chumps fighting chumps and not real, you know, people finding out who's the best at their craft. But anyway, you got... I haven't even missed that, and I'm a pugilist. I love fight sports. Every day, well, not every day, but about every 4 days a week at least, I train my youngest son in martial arts. He's gonna be a beast. He trains strictly in defense. By the way, that's what we've been fighting mostly is defense. I'm talking politically. We've been fighting defense. The Democrats say, you colluded with Russia, Trump. And we go, he didn't collude with Russia. And we go on the defense. Joe Biden makes an obvious statement of extortion of Ukraine. And we end up fighting defense against Donald Trump as if he made the statement. I mean, can you imagine if Donald Trump had made the public statement that Biden did? He would have been impeached. We have senators that would have impeached him. I'm talking about on the right. They would have said, oh, he said it. Even though he would have been saying it for all the right reasons, would have been impeached. I'm talking about successful, leaving office impeached. So, you know, we've got defense. We're always on defense. We got to get back on offense. I think President Trump is going to do that. I wrote a piece about leaks. I said, we haven't had, you know, when you hear leak, you know it's not Republicans leaking something to set a narrative. It is 99.9% of the time going to be a Democrat leaking something because the truth is out and they must confound the truth. They must make you think differently about the truth. So we'll get a leak that maybe the Chinese Wuhan virus didn't start in China, but instead started in America. Really? So why was the epicenter in Wuhan? Yeah, I mean, it makes no sense. No cases anywhere. And why is the Chinese government covering it up? You know, it's common sense. But I'm just saying, that's how it is. But back to the whole lockdown and everything. If you miss movie openings, I got a thing where I could win some tickets to Fandango. And I was like, I don't even want to win movie tickets. What about anything related to watching the self-absorbed, self-indulgent leftist pukes? Yeah, I don't even rent a new movie on streaming services that involves Hollyweird because I'm not going to support them. If it isn't free to me with what I'm paying through cable or whatever, then I'm not watching it. End of story. I wish sport and Hollywood movies would completely go away. They've all been corrupted. Sport used to be a meritocracy where people understood, look, I had to get up every day and earn my keep and earn my living and earn my spot and everything. And now we've got these, you know, Stephen Curry and LeBron James and Kevin Durant all talking smack about President Trump. Why? Because it's popular. That's it, because it's popular. I've been asking people with this Mike Flynn thing, what are you going to do when you find out the truth? Seriously, what are you going to do? Maybe the world will go back to normal soon. Now, I mean pre-coronavirus normal. No know-it-all leftists like Robert De Niro chiming in on President Trump. Because De Niro would be just another idiot taxi driver, pardon the reference, spouting off at the mouth. Nobody would give him any credibility. Which, by the way, I don't think most people give De Niro or Bryan Cranston or any of those leftist Hollywood weirdos credibility. Being honest, he and the other Hollywood weirdos probably have less clout than they would have in the old days when people in Hollywood stood up for things. People in Hollywood made movies about the underdog, and the type of government we have today, there would be 15 movies lined up about how bad James Comey was, or how bad Michael Flynn, the inside story. Can you imagine a series, the inside story, and it tells you each of the people that were complicit in the attempted overthrow of an election, the attempted thwarting of a U.S. election and overthrow of a sitting president. And they just did a special on Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, or Strzok and Page. Kind of like those 30 for 30s that they do on ESPN. Except you couldn't do it in 30 minutes. You'd have to do, these would be 2-hour specials. Jim Clapper, John Brennan, Hillary Clinton. Yeah, all of them. Susan Rice, Loretta Lynch, down the line. You talk about a series I would be riveted by. I would watch every single, I mean, I'd watch it multiple times. The exposure of these clowns. You know, we now see these people for what they are. The president said that the worst days of the virus are behind us. And I'm going to tell you something. Don't think the Democrats are going to let that stand. They can't stand that this country opened. 20 states opened up. It's not very many, considering we have 50. 20 of them have completely opened, and 30 of them, I guess, are taking a wait-and-see attitude. Well, let's wait and see. We'll see which ones are doing better in the next 2 weeks, and which ones have people with pitchforks ready to storm the capitals. Because I predict that's what's going to happen. You got Gavin Newsom closing beaches in California, but people live on the street. It makes no sense. None of it does. We get back, we're going to talk a lot about Mike Flynn. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order on Friday barring U.S. purchases of certain foreign-produced power equipment, a move that is meant to reduce national security risks to the electricity system. The order prohibits any bulk power system transactions in which a foreign country or national has an interest that poses an unacceptable risk to national security. Former Vice President Joe Biden is denying an allegation that he sexually assaulted a former member of his Senate staff during the 1990s. Speaking on MSNBC, Biden says,
at the end of the day, it has to be looked at. These claims are not true.
During that interview, the presumptive Democratic nominee repeatedly rejected calls to open his archive at the University of Delaware in the wake of Tara Reid's accusations of sexual assault. Friday's interview was the first time Biden addressed the allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News. NASA and SpaceX are previewing their first all-American crewed mission to the International Space Station for the first time in nearly a decade. NASA retired its space shuttle fleet in July of 2011, leaving the agency without a U.S. rocket or spaceship to fly people. NASA Administrator Jim Brandenstein gives an update on the status of the mission.
We are going to launch American astronauts on American rockets from American soil. We're going to do it here in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, and I'm going to tell you that this is a high-priority mission for the United States of America.
As stay-at-home orders are expiring today, Florida is also announcing they're going to be opening their state parks on Monday. Governor Ron DeSantis says it will be good for all residents who have been cooped up inside their home for weeks. DeSantis ordered all 175 state parks closed on the 23rd of March. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Every time I listen to that clip, which is difficult to hear, by the way, because of the helicopter noise in the background, but that was the president saying that I caught the swamp. And when I hear that, I think, I caught the swamp, so open up your eyes, I caught the swamp. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The president did catch the swamp, and he says all the things that are happening, and he goes, and you know what I mean. He's getting more bold about letting you know what's happening. Same with A.G. Barr, who we played clips on. He says, with what I've seen, I mean, essentially, I'm going to paraphrase him, but the Attorney General Barr said, with what I've seen, I know exactly why the president is mad. I know exactly why he's behaving the way he's behaving. And there is so much to this, it'll blow your mind. I'm anxious to watch what happens here. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. Flynn docs show the FBI debated whether it wanted to interview him to get him to lie in order to prosecute him or get him fired. This is a tweet from a friend of mine. That was our FBI out to entrap an American citizen and three-star general, all because our FBI didn't like who the American people elected. Scary stuff. I think that was Sarah Carter that tweeted that. It's so true. The Democrats have done everything they could to let us know they don't care how good Donald Trump is. They don't care how good he is for the nation, how good he is for the people, how good he is for the world. For all we know, Donald Trump is the next coming of the Messiah. They don't care. You're wrong, they're right, they're elitist, you're peons, and you will listen to what they say. They will put in power whomever they want, and you have no choice. And they almost got away with it. I feel like Scooby-Doo every time I say that. George Papadopoulos tweeted this. The FBI might never recover from this. Setups, honeypots, stings with cash, wiretaps, informants, political targeting. Think about that. This should shock every American to the core. And when the news breaks about the CIA's involvement with, quote, allies, it's game over. I agree. This isn't just Comey's FBI. This is Brennan's CIA. This is Clapper's, who is the Director of National Intelligence, the NSA. This is all of them coming to bear you know, the perfect storm in order to beat the guy that they had to beat, and they didn't. Now they're in trouble. It's happening, folks. A guy, a friend of mine, tweeted this. A.G. Barr is going to become the most consequential attorney general in history. Exposing Barack Obama's spying operation will be his final masterpiece. The reason why I'm reading you other people's work, other people's quotes and stuff, is because I don't want you to think I'm the only one that believes this stuff. This is what's happening. This is real. I know there are the naysayers out there. I did a radio show the other day, and a guy called up. He says, Kevin, you can't believe that there's anything that's going to come of this. And I said, I absolutely can believe it, and I absolutely do believe it. Yes. He's like, nobody's gonna go down for this. That's only for Republicans. And he went, and I said, I agree. In the old days, I would have agreed with you wholeheartedly and said, they got away with it, man. They'd have the media on their side. They'd have all this stuff. I mean, convincingly. Nobody cares about the media. The media can't drive a narrative, can't drive us to public opinion that we go, oh my gosh, that Donald Trump is crazy. They can't do it. They've been trying for going on 4 years now. It hasn't worked, and it's not going to. So here's what they said, and you guys are aware of this stuff, but I'm going to give you my take. It says, new documents filed under seal by the Department of Justice provide the clearest evidence yet that the investigation and subsequent prosecution of former White House Security Advisor Michael Flynn was a setup from the beginning. Handwritten notes from the FBI. Handwritten notes. And there's not any taking it back. There's no, oh, well, it could have been misinterpreted or whatever. They said, and by the way, this information was withheld from Flynn's team. Flynn's mounting a defense. He's supposed to get all the information. I mean, there's laws governing that when you have exculpatory information, you have to get, you're required by law to give it to the defense. And the FBI says, nah, we're not going to give you that. That would make sure, that would let you know that we knew. That would let you know that you're innocent and we can't make a case. We must make a case against you, against somebody. I talked about these Russians that they, the Concord management, that Mueller said he's going to go after. He goes after him. He gets all these indictments, and everybody says, oh, look at that. They've indicted some Russians. And then they never expected the Russians to say, we're innocent. So they fought it. So the Justice Department back in March, March 19th, I believe, said, let's just drop the case. And you want to know why they dropped it? Because they said, well, if we have to prosecute this case, it will reveal secrets of how we got the information. That's their excuse. Yeah. They were worried about discovery. The very people who won't even tell Mike Flynn, we have information that proves that you're innocent, are worried about somebody getting discovery. Yep. To get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired. In early 2017, FBI agents planned to question Flynn under false pretenses and without his attorneys present regarding his conversations with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak. And at the time of those conversations, Flynn was the top foreign policy advisor of the president-elect of the U.S. By the time of the ambush FBI interview, Flynn had already been appointed White House National Security Advisor. Now, here's what Comey later on had to say about how they got into the White House and didn't go through the normal channels.
I sent them. Something I probably wouldn't have done or maybe gotten away with in a more organized investigation, a more organized administration, in the George W. Bush administration, for example, or the Obama administration. The protocol, two men that all of us have perhaps increased appreciation for over the last 2 years. And in both of those administrations, there was process. And so if the FBI wanted to send agents into the White House itself to interview a senior official, you would work through the White House counsel, and there'd be discussions and approvals and who would be there. And I thought, it's early enough, let's just send a couple guys over. And so we placed a call to Flynn, said, hey, we're sending a couple guys over. Hope you'll talk to them. He said, sure. Nobody else was there. They interviewed him in a conference room at the White House Situation Room, and he lied to them. And that's what he's now pled guilty to.
What did he think they were coming over there for?
I don't think he knew. No, we didn't tell him. Just said, we've got a couple, sending over a couple of agents. I want to ask you some questions. I didn't have this conversation. My deputy director did. But hope you got a few minutes. You can sit down and talk to them. And he said, sure.
So you got audience in the background sniggling and laughing. As Comey admits, we violated protocol. We didn't tell him what it was about. We told him he wouldn't need counsel, and he lied. Lied about what? Did you have a conversation with him? Maybe? You know, no? Oh, you lied. Whoa. Well, what's the material lie? In other words, it would be like, does this dress make me look fat? No, not at all. Is that a lie? Would the FBI prosecute you based on that? What exactly did Flynn say that was a matter of national security that would mean that he needs to have his life torn upside down? Show me anywhere in the transcript where he said something that was anywhere close to this. The idea was there was Russian collusion, and he spoke to a Russian. So that's enough, because they'd already set the stage. Everything else was in play, and what Comey admitted is, we set him up. He's proudly, gleefully telling an audience, oh, we've looked back on now, we can look back on George Bush. He was a better president than we ever thought. Why? Because he agrees with you, because he toes on, he doesn't like Trump either. That's his rationale? This is unbelievable. Now, they didn't divulge who wrote the notes, but, you know, we can figure that out. Trust me, Durham's already got it figured out. This is the tip of the iceberg, I guarantee.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
40th of Bar to Roma, James Baker's notes are exculpatory in that they show that the purpose and intent of the FBI interview was to frame Lieutenant General Flynn.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. And, in fact, I was told that by, I don't know if it's the same person that told Maria Bartiromo, but this is part, it may have been actually Baker, because, you know, Baker's now cooperating with Durham. James Baker, former general counsel, who was a target, is now understandably cooperating because he was looking at a boatload of criminal charges. And once these notes were discovered, and by the way, these were the notes that Chris Ray and Dana Buente did not want turned over to General Flynn. Now, just put your thinking cap on for a second. You are the FBI director. Your job is to do justice, not to frame people, not to make cases.
Right.
To do justice. You're the FBI director, and you're the general counsel of the FBI, Chris Wray and Dana Buente, and you do not want that information turned over to the defense to protect the agency. That is a firing offense. And God help us, if the president isn't reelected, that means that Chris Wray will be the FBI director for 8 more years.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Joe DeGeneva. I met Joe quite a few times, and he's explaining what's going on with this whole Mike Flynn situation, and he's telling you that a high-level person, an attorney, on the other side of this issue, James Baker, has flipped. And he's now working with Durham and the Department of Justice, as DeGeneva said, in order to save his own hide. Now, I've predicted this. What I told you is, and I've been saying this for a couple of years, you cannot keep a lid on this many things that the Democrats have done. You can't. It's not possible. The level of malfeasance you can't measure it. This is by far the biggest scandal politically in American history. In American history. By far. There is no skullduggery. I don't care if you tell me about Aldrich Ames. And take all the spies who've turned over information to the Russians and put it together, and or the Chinese, and you have nothing compared to what happened inside of the Obama administration in that Department of Justice, Department of Injustice. And I asked a very simple question earlier in the broadcast. I said, if you've just found this out about Flynn, who was a nobody, and in all of this, I don't mean to imply to the three-star general that with his level of service is a nobody. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying in terms of his role with what he potentially could have done with Russians was nothing. And if you understand that you now, as DeGeneva said, Ray, Christopher Ray, and the other attorney did not want to turn this information over to the legal team of Mike Flynn, because it would make the FBI look bad. What else do you think they're not turning over? You think they're not turning over the notes that they didn't take for Hillary Clinton? Let me ask you, do you think that they treated Hillary Clinton versus General Flynn differently? Where they ambushed General Flynn, and with Hillary Clinton, they don't even tape the interviews. It was softball questions. We have no transcript, no nothing, no handwritten notes exist on that interview. And they asked Comey, is that protocol? No. But, you know, he gives some excuse. But with Flynn, he readily admitted, yeah, we knew they would be caught flat-footed. That's why we wanted to do it. We wanted to get him. One of the guys said they wanted to get Flynn to admit breaking the Logan Act, which restricted communications between private citizens and foreign government. Never been used to prosecute any American citizen successfully since it was implemented in 1799. But there you go. Here, I'm going to read this. Accusations that Flynn was a traitor to his country who violated the 1799 law gained steam following the criminal leak of top secret information to Washington Washington Post communist columnist David Ignatius. Ignatius' sources suggested the routine conversation between a top incoming White House advisor and his foreign counterparts might be a Logan Act violation. As absurd as the suggestion was, Ignatius dutifully parroted it. News reports indicated that U.S. Attorney Durham is currently investigating the sources of these criminal leaks of top secret national security information to Ignatius. Although the agents who interviewed Flynn initially stated they believed Flynn told them the truth during a January 24th interview, Special Counsel Mueller nonetheless charged Flynn in 2017 with making false statements. And do you know what they did to get Flynn to do it? You do. But I'm going to tell you again anyway. They threatened his son, Mike Jr. an acquaintance, and I want to say a friend of mine. Mike and I will do some stuff together soon, I'm positive. God willing, that is. They threatened his son. What would you do? It's one thing for Flynn to go, yeah, look, you can do what you want to me. But they go, no, we don't care about you. We know your son. Because where Mike was, Mike Sr. was Mike Jr. Mike Jr. was almost acting like his dad's right-hand man. I mean, I don't know what it was, but when I saw one, I would always see the other. And when Sr. would have to go do an interview, we were both doing interviews at this time, by the way. Jr. and I would sit and talk. And so I knew he had a role in his dad's deal. And then when he finally had to get out of it, I remember him sending me a note saying, hey, Kev, I have to get away from this for other reasons. Well, this is what was going on. They were threatening him, threatening to put him in jail. He'd done nothing wrong. You think they cared? You think they're, I mean, it's amazing. So now Flynn is saying, look, I want my plea back. Let's play this John Solomon clip. See how that, because I forgot what it was about, the one where he was on Hannity. Can you get that? Oh, you got it? Okay.
We also know that they knew from the beginning, John Solomon, they knew that, in fact, Christopher Steele was, in fact, getting information. The Russians knew who he was giving it to. Don't we know that now?
Right.
And don't we know that he erased his emails? And don't we know that he met with DNC officials and Hillary Clinton's officials?
Well, even more importantly now, he just testified in Britain. This is a story I broke yesterday. Christopher Steele testified he was told that both Hillary Clinton and Susan Rice, President Obama's national security advisor, were read into his research, which means this most likely reached the highest levels of the Clinton campaign in the Obama White House. There are all sorts of new questions now that we need to ask of these officials who were involved in this. The picture of evidence that we now have suggests a lot more people are involved. And also, the discovery of these notes today suggests there may be, for the first time, cooperating witnesses assisting the Justice Department investigation.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was John Solomon on Hannity. And Hannity was saying Steele's getting his information. The Russians knew he was giving that information to the Democrats. And then he testified in Britain that Clinton and Rice were read into the research, meaning that they saw it as, oh, this is big enough for us to bring in the, Susan Rice was acting as the Director of National Intelligence, and Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. They were read in. So they know this was a scam. This whole thing was a scam, a whole setup, and it was supposed to work. And I'm going to tell you, it's hard to believe that we are so corrupt in this country, not us, that the Democrats, the leftists, the progressives, that something like this was actually that close to working. But let me tell you what the outcome's going to be. We're just getting started. I talked about it the other day. We'll talk about it today. I promise you, this is going to be a topic. It's going to grow more legs than a centipede, than a millipede. There's so many people involved. Solomon alluded to it. The names that will get added to this list. I'm not talking about the Comeys and the Strucks and the Pages and the McCabes and people like that. I'm talking about these underlings that are going to help us connect the dots. And one thing I can tell you, if you ever watch these shows, these cop shows, these justice shows, and these brilliant minds get together and they put all the people up there on there and they tell you what they did and they start drawing lines, when you see that chart, let me just tell you, go snap a picture of the Obama administration, Department of Justice, and put Obama at the top, put all of the FBI, CIA, NSA, etc. across the way, and you'll see the lines start to cross one another. Now what happens with the president? I predict very shortly Mike Flynn will be getting a pardon. It will not be at the end of President Trump's administration. It'll be during. And it'll probably be within the next few months. And once he gets that pardon, the president is going to make sure that it is widely known that he did this and why it happened. And the Democrats again will find themselves in victory.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.